This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mother Nature rears her ugly head again. Tornado strikes in Oklahoma, watches for a bunch of other states. Speaking of a tornado, chaotic reactions to Donald Trump, who stumbles on an abortion question. He reversed a statement on women and abortion after so many people were up in arms, and there's a lot of reaction to it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. When we kick off the show, as you know, this is what we do. We give you a slice of what's the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. And part of that buzz has to do with the weather. It used to be, it seemed like every single time I jumped on the airwaves, of course, everything was storming outside and inside of D.C., the tsunamis. But this is the real actual physical weather. And it, is it just me, or does it seem like tornadoes seemed to have spiked even worse? So a tornado slammed into Oklahoma. 7 people were injured near Tulsa. And for people who live in Oklahoma, and some of you listening to this show, I know this is nothing new for you. That's where there's so many shelters. So many people get storm shelters because of what happens across Oklahoma. Boy, I saw those twisters. It was frightening. There was a tornado north of the airport that looked like it was in that movie Twister. It was frightening how big that funnel crowd was. Cloud was. All right, we have Justin Duckham from Talk Media News with us. Hey, Justin, so speaking of tornadoes, I mentioned this at the top, a lot of chaos all over Donald Trump's comments on women and abortion. So both sides in the abortion debate are really piling on Trump. Was this a big mistake for him, or what reactions are you hearing?
I mean, this obviously was a big mistake. In any other election year for any other candidate, this probably would have been a much bigger deal, something that probably would have stuck their chances at the nomination. You know, you immediately think of, people like Todd Akin or Richard Murdoch the last time around, who kind of waded into the reproductive battle in, less than graceful terms and ended up kind of losing around that. So I think this would have been a much bigger deal had it been anybody but Donald Trump. But nevertheless, in terms of condemnation of Donald Trump's remarks, this one is certainly getting a lot more attention. As you mentioned, he is obviously getting hit on the left by a lot of people. Hillary Clinton, of course, is using this for her fundraising purposes. We are seeing the larger reproductive rights organizations coming after him. But we're also seeing a lot of people on the right who are essentially saying that remarks like this are putting back the pro-life movement by a number of decades. The Susan B. Anthony list, which is one of the more largely vocal pro-life, women frontier organizations here in D.C. actually, condemned his remarks as well. And that's something that we've seen almost party-wide, considering how, outside of the mainstream his comments were.
Wow. And the other thing worth mentioning here is, as we're on the campaign trail, is the Democrats' reaction to it. Of course, Sanders saying the comments are, Bernie Sanders, they're shameful, Hillary Clinton jumping on this. So while they're gunning for each other on that side, we see that they obviously can dip into that pool of reacting when it's what I call raw meat on either side of this. But in the meantime, Sanders is leading Clinton in Wisconsin ahead of a must-win, really, primary for him. If he doesn't win the primary, is he just keep hanging in until the convention, or what happens there?
It's a good question. I think Wisconsin, if he is going to do well there, there's a lot of reason to kind of imagine why he would. That's of course is the state of Russ Feingold, somebody who's sort of become a liberal beacon for a lot of people in recent years, probably much more so than when he serves in office. He obviously appeals to a lot of the kind of more activist demographic. They, of course, have been out in pretty huge numbers in recent years, particularly energized against Scott Walker and whatnot. So I'm not necessarily surprised to see him doing well over there. Obviously he has to win a good number of states on the table to remain competitive. The conventional wisdom here still remains that, you know, his campaign is not going to be able to catch up to Hillary Clinton. He's not going to be able to necessarily derail her nomination, but he could continue to be competitive in the sense that he could continue to have these sort of spurts of momentum followed by these bursts in fundraising, something that won't necessarily hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign too much, but would certainly kind of stop her from being able to pivot to the general election if she has to continually revert back to kind of pushing off Sanders.
Yeah, on the other side of what's going on in Washington, nothing to do with politics, but what's happening with your rail service? I saw something that it might be down. The D.C. Metro might be down for 4 to 6 weeks. I hope Ellen Ratner is going to give you money to get an Uber because you're going to have find some kind of transportation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an angry person. I'm not like a violent person by any means. No, you and I have hung out. We've had years.
Yeah.
We've, gone swimming and stuff. And I'm a pretty chill guy. But I kind of turn into the Incredible Hulk on the Metro, and it's reasons like these. The fact that the Metro is considering shutting down an entire line for repairs, the fact that the Metro a number of days ago decided to shut down the entire system to do an emergency inspection, it really is just sort of an embarrassing aspect of what overall is, frankly, a really pretty great city to live in. It's just it's something that, is frankly just kind of an embarrassment for anybody else in D.C. who's watching us from the outside and kind of, mocking us for not really being a real city. That's sort of the criticism we get from a lot of our friends in New York. And, for the most part, I like to kind of fight back on that. But when they point out our metro system, it's kind of hard to.
Yeah, no kidding, boy. All right, so we'll see how that all plays out. Justin Duckham, as always, thanks for hanging late with us, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
So you heard Justin say he's pretty chill until he gets on those trains. You know, it's funny, the last couple of years when I've gone to D.C., I've done the train thing, and it's their service, I guess, when it's running, is actually really, really good. Because you got gridlock around D.C., so it's so much easier to cut across the nonsense by jumping on the rails. I even did it, and I haven't done this in a long time, from the airport there from Reagan into the city, and it was great. It was easy to do that. But now they're saying a maintenance plan, they're going to unveil this maintenance plan 4 to 6 weeks. They're going to shut down the entire rail lines for months. Wow. Think of, if you may be in one of those cities listening to me, can you imagine if you were completely cut off? And that's when the rest of us who live in cities where they're either big or small or whatever, where you do have to have a car, so you're car-centric, but you're not relying on public transportation, and when you are especially used to it and you really have to take it because you can't find places to park and whatnot, that is that's craziness. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to speak to our pal Justin Danhoff. Justin's joined us so many times on the show. He's he should have a big Superman, I think, sweatshirt, because he goes after companies for some of the nonsense that they try to perpetrate. And, when I say that, I'll tell you, it's this time around, It's about Starbucks, and Justin, of course, comes from the National Center for Public Policy Research. And wait till you hear what happened at the annual meeting of Starbucks shareholders in Seattle, thanks to Justin Danhoff. That's next on the Flip Side here on America Tonight.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. for as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Once again, I say this all the time, it's got numbers, baby. Look around, everything has to do with numbers, including a big one, as William Shatner was slapped with a $170 million paternity suit. We're going to get to that in a second, so kick back and let's check out those numbers with this version of We Can Count. Moving to Shatner, looking at the paternity suit, here's what the scoop is. He had a son with a woman, apparently, and he's being sued by that son for that amount of money. The deal is that he changed his name. This is a guy in Florida, Peter Sloan, goes by the name Pete Shatner now. He said the actor had an affair with his birth mother in 1956. Shatner denies that Sloan is his son. Sloan, who's 59, was given up for adoption shortly after he was born. And he started seeking his birth parents and identified the people he believed to be his mother and father. And they found a verification, right? So the lawsuit says that Sloan met Shatner in November of 1984 in the set of his TV series, T.J. Hooker. At the meeting, Shatner admitted he was his father, but Sloan followed up with with a phone call a few days later, and Shatner was upset and hung up and just wouldn't have anything to do with him. And they said, you know, he's denying the paternity. So he established, this guy established PeterShatner.com in 2009, started a radio show in Tampa, the Pete Shatner Show. So that's what he's been doing. So he's seeking $30 million in compensatory damages, $90 million in punitive, and $50 million for pain and suffering. He's also demanding a jury trial. Shatner, Sloan alleges that Shatner's social media director posted malicious, libelous, and slanderous statements about him on Facebook and Twitter. He also says Twitter has shut down accounts related to him. Wow. That's just a crazy thing. I can't imagine, of course, you can sue people for whatever, that this would go very far in the courts, but it depends on, depends on the court, depends on the judge, and do they say it's a frivolous lawsuit? But when it comes to libel and slander, it's a little bit more complicated than that. So I'm going to say this is one to watch, whether it's on the kooky side or it's on the side of this is serious and he's got some legs to stand on here. Remains to be seen. I love this story. How about Falcons linebacker Sean Weatherspoon, who stumbled on a game check and when he was moving? So he had this game check that he just, you know, like the rest of us where we have $10 in our pocket when we're doing the wash. Well, it was a six-figure check. I mean, can you imagine? Somebody hands me a six-figure check. I'm going to the bank. This shows you the difference between people who make serious dough, like athletes, and the rest of us mere mortals. So he made $2.35 million in base salary with the Cardinals last season. That put his weekly paycheck at about $138,235. Put that into perspective. Before the taxes were taken out. So apparently he found he said they gave him a hard copy all season. Everything else, they gave him one hard copy, and that was that. The rest was direct deposit. So he found the check. He came across the game check he never cashed. Now he gets to go take that to the bank. Oh, hey, what's new? Hey, I found $138,000 in my pants pocket today because I was moving. That's craziness, isn't it? Or just, I think of somebody going down and getting a check. Can I have my check, please? Yeah, what's your check for? Oh, it should be for like $138,000. But it makes sense. If you break down a salary in the games, that's how they pay them. So now you know. It's not just some like lump sum. Because probably against their books, that's how they have to paint it. Let's put it that way. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this? U.S. soccer women saying that there is a wage bias. And what do they mean by that? The women are saying it's pay discrimination compared to what else is happening with the men's team, obviously. And what they're saying is they're being discriminated against compared when you compare both. The U.S. Soccer Federation made a profit of $16 million on the women's team last year, and it had lost on the men's team because we saw how the women did, obviously. Here's how it goes. Men earn about $17,000 for an exhibition match against a top opponent and get no less than $5,000 even if the team loses. The women are paid a maximum of $4,950. Even if they win the game, they're only paid for the first 20 exhibition games they play each year. They aren't paid anything for any games beyond that. Men get paid $5,000 no matter how many exhibition games they play. The men's team earned $9 million in the 2014 World Cup, losing in the round of 16. The women made $2 million when they won the 2015 championship. And I think there'd be arguments here, because here's what lawyers would say, that they might be entitled to higher pay, but what's the payout there, right? So the women are paid between 28% and 62% less than the men. There's some numbers for you. The EEOC is going to investigate the complaint, try to reach an agreement with the Soccer Federation. If it can't, it can file an enforcement action. The Soccer Federation, as you can imagine, is just not responding to this. So there's not any immediate movement, but there may be some once they do this investigation, and they're jumping all over it. So we'll see where that ends up. Let's move to another one that I saw. You know, I have this fascination with the whole shark culture thing, because I think it's amazing when people survive shark attacks. You know, they have a shark week on Discovery Channel, which actually is really well done. It's not about showing you horrific things necessarily. It's showing you survivors. It's showing you what's being done in research with sharks and what's happening with sharks and tagging sharks and where they're going. And I happened to see this somewhere. I was tooling around on the internet, and I happened to see this story, and I'm surprised we don't see this more, about a pro surfer that was, and this is in Australia, that was mauled by a shark. Well, of course you have the Great Barrier Reef, but you have other areas that are ripe for shark attacks, and he had to be hospitalized, of course. 22 years old, he was surfing about 120 kilometers, which would be 75 miles to the rest of us south of Sydney, when he was attacked. They say he lost a significant chunk of his left thigh. His hand was also mauled trying to fight off the shark. Witnesses say there were over a dozen surfers at the beach, but the guy was about 165 feet out from the group when the attack happened. So they weren't, like a lot of times the surfers are near each other, they weren't near each other. One of his friends said it was so shocking when he saw he was in trouble. He was being thrashed about in the water, and he heard this awful scream and realized what was going on. And they, luckily, there were some people that were on the beach that could help, where they tied the leg up and did whatever they could to preserve his thigh, because they knew, oh, this isn't good. You could see it. You could, you know, the paramedics rushed immediately. Weren't too far away, and were able to get him, because it's all about time and how fast, quickly you can cut that off. But, again, this is a pro surfer, so he's looking for the waves, and they don't think about sharks. You talk to them, and it's not on their mind. They, of course, know they're in the water. They know that there's possibilities. He was 22 years old, like I mentioned. He's still alive, but he's lost a lot of blood. He's in serious but stable condition. 22-year-old Brett Connellan, who was surfing on Klamas, I think the name, the area where he was, and he was attacked. It was, pretty serious. His friend swam to him and used a leg rope to make that tourniquet, which was huge, so they could get him, like I said, to shore and do what they could to get him to the hospital, because the time is of the essence once that happens. It's all about the time, no question. As fast as they can get them there, absolutely. All right, so that's it for Numbers, another edition of We Can Count in the Books. Hang with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This lady's great. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Check it out. Nationally recognized political commentator. I just say she's abroad who tells it like it is. So we're going to, and I love those kind of women. So we're going to talk about what we've been talking about the last couple of days, the Corey Lewandowski stuff, and Donald Trump saying, listen, these Cruz and Kasich and all these other people saying I should fire Corey. Give me a break. He's been charged with battery on a reporter. Reporter from Breitbart, if you don't know the story, the video is certainly out there where he, you know, kind of pulls her arm. And I have to say, Trump made a good point saying, look at the video. Really look at the video. So, Megan, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me back. I love that intro.
There you go. Wonder Woman! So, I actually saw Wonder Woman do the golden lasso thing tonight, so it was on my mind. So
I was just talking about that. I asked a friend of mine, can I have a golden lasso?
See that? And then
I'd love to rope some of these women on the right, specifically Michelle Fields, in. They are acting like leftists. They are acting like Alinskyites. They are acting like McCarthyites. You have Amanda Carpenter calling for a conservative blacklist. You have Michelle Fields, who says she was yanked to the ground. This is in her own words. Let me read this. I was jolted backwards. Someone had grabbed me tightly by the arm and yanked me down. I almost fell to the ground. Corey Lewandowski aggressively tried to pull me to the ground. Campaign managers aren't supposed to try to forcefully throw reporters to the ground. Those are her words. I have watched this tape probably more than the Zapruder tape, right? from Kennedy days.
Yeah.
Zapruder. Every single frame. I paused. I looked. I paused. I looked. We have more views of this supposed attack and assault, which she called it at first, on this woman than in recorded history because of social media and because of cameras. Not once does she lose her balance. Not once is she jolted backwards. Not once does it show her being yanked to the ground aggressively or forcefully thrown to the ground. So I have a problem with her credibility, number one. If you are going to make a public statement that someone assaulted you, then you better have the facts to back it up, and she simply does not have the facts. Now, when it comes to battery, according to Florida law, and I think that this law may go into other states, I'm unsure, but according to Florida law, battery is intent to touch, not necessarily to harm. So you literally could be touched by a stranger and charge them with battery.
Wow. That's insane. I mean, here's the thing. When you look at this, Megan, and you see Michelle Fields, what is she thinking? Is this a way to get publicity? It doesn't make sense. I've met her. She didn't seem that way to me with the brief time I met her.
Well, you have to look at her history. You know, I'm a trust but verify conservative. I'm a Reagan baby.
Right.
Okay? That was Ronald Reagan's whole thing, trust but verify. So
right.
Of course I'm going to trust her. Until the facts come out. And then my little lawyerly side, I wear my little lawyer hat. I was pre-law. Wear my little lawyer hat, and then I start looking through all the evidence. And the evidence simply doesn't support what her on-the-record statement says. Yet, the evidence does support, or at least it goes to her credibility and integrity and her character, of which she has a history and a pattern that she falsely, or at least accuses, multiple people of various forms of assault. In 2011, she claimed that the NYPD pulled her to the ground at an Occupy rally. She
wow.
never pressed charges. She never pressed battery. Later on, in 2011, she accused Alan West of sexual harassment. Never followed through. Never pressed charges. This woman has bounced from Breitbart, from Daily Caller, from PJ Media, I believe in her search of 15 minutes of fame. And, oh, by the way, she has a book coming out. Well, isn't that interesting?
Right. Convenient. Absolutely. So I totally support what Trump said, where he says, why would I fire him? Are you kidding? Look at the video. You got to give me a break here with this. And Lewandowski will be in court May 4th in Palm Beach County. I think slap on the wrist. What do you think?
Well, the DA still has to bring the charges. And, oh, by the way, the DA sits as a national chair of some sort for Hillary Clinton and has donated to her campaign. So, actually, as a prosecutor, he should probably recuse himself
right.
for conflict of interest. But here we have another angle to this. If battery is touching, she touched Trump no less than three times. So why couldn't Trump turn around? Why would you touch a presidential candidate who is protected by Secret Service? If Ed Henry did that, which he stated on Hannity Tonight, if Ed Henry had gone to touch Hillary Clinton, he probably, he said, would have been shoved to the ground. Now, her whole complaint is, well, that's not a campaign manager's job. Well, Corey Lewandowski did not know Michelle Fields. He saw her continually touching him. She had something in his hand. When Trump pulls away from her, he goes in to stop her. What if Michelle Fields was a credible threat? Corey Lewandowski could have ended up on the ground like James Brady.
Oh. Wow, and that's just crazy to think of that. That is a different angle. You're right. When you shake this up, it's like a magic eight ball. You shake it up and down, and you did the digging, and you ask the questions. Ask again later. Comes up again and again. This is just so, I mean, it's just so insane. It's craziness. It adds to the circus.
It adds to the
circus of this whole thing.
Well, who is adding to the circus are conservatives.
Yeah.
The conservatives with the biggest microphones. You had 13 women who completely shot themselves in their foot, as Greta Van Susteren said. Those like Dana Loesch, Katie Pavlich, and a handful of others who came out in a letter to the Trump campaign today asking him to fire Corey Lewandowski. Since when is due process not a conservative principle?
Exactly. Exactly. And just that first blush to look at that and go in that direction, I shouldn't say I'm surprised, but boy, so it's like wave the white flag. This certainly isn't good when we're in results season and you're really trying to focus on delegates and marching to the convention. This is just more of that distracting stuff, isn't it?
Well, the whole goal of the Never Trump movement is to ensure that those with political power maintain it, and those who are trying to tip over the apple cart are destroyed. When you have 54 private jets parked off an island in Georgia, this was reported 2 weeks ago, and those who were on those jets were the likes of Karl Rove, Mitch McConnell, a couple other senators, and the founder of Napster, one of the founders of Google, and another big wig. 54 private jets conspiring against a guy with one private jet. Their whole goal of that meeting on that private island off of Georgia was to strategize on how to stop Trump from getting the nomination. What does that tell you? Then we have a bunch of quote-unquote reporters and quote-unquote journalists who have completely sacrificed their credibility, objectivity, and any code of conduct that a normal journalist should employ on the altar of either Ted Cruz or Glenn Beck or a third-party candidate. They're not journalists and reporters. They're shills.
Yeah. And that's brutal because that's sinking that's just sinking it. Like you said, it's the push to anyone but Trump, and it could be anyone but a Republican. And that's what's happening because if Trump were to go third party, what happens then?
Well, we basically, you know, I remember quite distinctly that Ross Perot, because of his illness, you know, let the first Clinton walk into the office and smear the office of the presidency. And now we're going to allow a liar, a cheat, and a Islamic terrorist sympathizer who funds the Muslim Brotherhood, who overthrows an ally, Egypt, who also overthrows Libya, which creates a safe haven for jihadists like Hillary Clinton, back into the White House because of a third party. These people would rather lose with Hillary Clinton, have Hillary Clinton win, so Donald Trump could lose, because they will maintain their political power, number one. The pundits on the right who claim to be journalists and reporters will still be writing and talking about conservative principles. And yet here we all are going to carry the bag for their selfishness, their piety that they've found all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Interesting times. It is a wild circus, and it gets crazier every single day. Megan Barth, check her out, ReaganBaby.com. Megan, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks so much. My post on Michelle Fields is actually just about to be published.
Yeah.
And you'll see it tomorrow on ReaganBaby.com, on Twitter, Reagan_Baby, and on Facebook on my Reagan Baby fan page.
All right, we'll check it out. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so you heard what Megan had to say. What do you think? 855-266-5283. I agree with her. That's what I said the other night. There's no question. Trump goes third party. Hillary Clinton's the president.
Bodies. Can't you see what everybody wants from you? For
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight, as we make that final turn for this hour, and let me give you a little bit of odds and ends. We started off talking about tornadoes smacking into Oklahoma. Boy, scary stuff. I looked at a bunch of video that was shot, you know, tornado sirens filling the air as it was described all over Oklahoma. Seven people were taken to hospitals in and around Tulsa is where it was really, really slammed into the ground, and just, you know, hail and almost two inches in diameter, the hail. And we just went through that near my house, and the people had windows broken and cars were dented, and it was wild. So there were also tornado watches in Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee too, and you know, it was pretty nasty stuff. It just, debris shot into the air. That's what happens with a tornado. The city of Tulsa tweeted there was damage and downed power lines just north of of Tulsa. And the good thing is see, we get to all get our news and our alerts through Twitter. It told people where to stay away from because they had crews that were crawling all over the place. So we started off that way, segged into the Donald Trump deal. Corey Lewandowski, that conversation with Megan Barth, and the fact that Trump also kind of got himself, not kind of, but got himself into a situation where he was backpedaling at once in talking about the abortion issue. Because, you know, here's the thing. We know this is always like the third rail. So a lot of people are piling in on that. Trump said Wednesday, women who get abortions illegally, is what he said, should be punished. And then what you saw was pro and anti-abortion rights groups that both piled on him. And that's unusual to find a common ground between those two groups. So Trump later tried to clarify his remarks. He said if Congress were to pass legislation banning abortion, only doctors performing the procedure should be held legally responsible. But he got a lot of criticism for, from both sides. One group came out and said, listen, does he think women's lives are just so disposable? Is that what that means? That women are disposable and that's what he's trying to say there? And that, and John Kasich, of course, said women shouldn't be punished for having abortions. And then that just leads to more people chiming in on it. And Bernie Sanders said it was shameful. I mentioned that already. Brian Phillips, a top aide to Ted Cruz, said the remarks showed Trump wasn't truly anti-abortion even because of jumping over from what he initially said and trying to clarify it. And here's one, Gene Mancini, president of the March for Life Education and Defense Fund, said Trump's comment today is completely out of touch with the pro-life movement and even more with women who have chosen such a sad thing as abortion. No pro-lifer would ever want to punish a woman who has chosen abortion. This is against the very nature of what we are about. We invite a woman who has gone down this route to consider pass to healing, not punishment. So that's what she's trying to say. I mean, look, we're not trying to, this isn't the Salem witch trials. We're not set people on fire after it's happened. And that's a smart thing to say because they also don't want to be confused with any kind of wacky, crazy idiots bombing or doing things that are outrageous. So that was a road that he shouldn't have gone down. You know, that just was a road he shouldn't have gone down. But in the next couple of days, and certainly part of the Sunday swirls, we're midweek and we're on that countdown sliding into the weekend. That's going to be part of the conversation. There's going to be massive interest in that. But also the Corey Lewandowski thing, too, that we discussed about grabbing somebody's arm and what does that mean? And that's assault. Can you imagine if that was considered assault, period? I'm thinking, has anyone ever just grabbed my arm? It is rare. I mean, nobody's grabbed my arm where I was reporting and they were just yanking me out of the way. I haven't had that happen, but listen, I think this thing is going to rear its ugly head for the next couple of weeks, and it's just part of the same old on the campaign trail, right? What's happening today? Who knows? But we know it's going to be interesting, and that's why we're talking about it, right? Of course, we know. We know that there is going to be something that just either makes us laugh out loud or makes us raise an eyebrow or whatever. I mean, this is results season, so, you know, come on. How about this? A couple of quick other mentionables here at the end. I'm going to call this kind of quick hits. This is the craziest thing, and I saw this picture today because somebody showed me. You know, you had the guy who hijacked the plane. Well, the hijacker took a photo with a plane passenger. Hey, so I'm on this plane. Hey, dude, you're hijacking the plane. Do you mind? Will you get in a selfie with me? It was a selfie. It's like you can't make this stuff up. It's like, are we in a movie set or what? And it was hashtag hijack selfie. So the guy, it was British passenger Ben Innes posed for a photo with the guy. It's madness. I mean, come on. This Egypt Air was hijacked for whatever the reason. It was this crazy divorce thing. It doesn't matter. So this 26-year-old, who's a health and safety auditor, is smiling kind of awkwardly next to the hijacker, who's strapped with explosives, which were revealed to be faked, of course, later. I don't know. Inappropriate? Do you mind? Can I pass? Can I sit here with you and take a picture? I mean, what's he thinking? And, of course, that was all over the British tabloids. They painted this guy to be just a complete idiot. Said Brit selfie with suicide belt hijacker. New fears of lax Egypt air security. And said, hijackass. That's what it said on the front of the Sun. Because, you know, they're known for their saucy headlines. And it was just... You know, you think of places where it's not selfie friendly, where you wouldn't want to be caught taking a selfie, and it kind of turned the discussion into that. I was flipping around to some different radio shows today, and there were some people that were talking about it, that it just kind of reminds you in a completely different way, because of course it wasn't a hijacking, but you remember the funeral, Nelson Mandela's funeral, and the President Obama sneaking a selfie with British and Danish Prime Ministers David Cameron and Helle Schmidt at the memorial. It's the funeral, people. Yes, we knew he was older, but let's take a selfie so we can remember it. Yeah, craziness. There's just some places it doesn't work, right? This doesn't work. Okay, so let's jump on quickly a few other things. As I said, this is quick hits. We covered what I say is the rumblings underneath our feet. And I got tons of emails from many of you about that. And we'll hit the email in our next hour if you hang around for that. But I also looked at something that happened today coming out of Washington, D.C., and it was, you know, this is the campaigning stuff. It was the fact that if we're watching what's going on with this PAC stuff, the Democratic House Super PAC reserves are about nearly 7.5 million in airtime. So it's covering like 8 media markets. The people who win in this whole primary scenario, I think, our media, especially television media, it seems, because of all the money that's dumped into local airwaves of XYZ affiliate as the primaries and the caucuses and whatnot unfold, right? For sure. When the orchestra chimes in, that means I got a lickety split. Thanks to you, the guy, the tall guy, yeah, you in the back with the selfie stick. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
I left a note on his dresser, and my old wedding ring with the
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.